love to hear that beat up old time guitar play. Oh yes, I love to hear that old time guitar play. The moment slides on its edge. Listen. The same abyss we walk beside in the dark and peer into in the dark. Only it is not empty. Hear the sound? Perhaps it is that ocean, that mother whose heartbeat we love beyond the shoals. And between us and the source of that roar, a different kind of sound. Perhaps it's just Orpheus we hear, playing the sun up with his beat-up old-time guitar. From a ledge hidden somewhere below in darkness and drop-off. Strumming and picking from the cliffside, rock-top stool's edge. As if to coax and draw a lazy light, like love, from its coiled depths. He has been there. He knows. What can he do but play? Or perhaps it's lovers embracing in the folded night we hear through the music from that deep valley below, with soft mist sifting to earth and condensing on peaks and leaves. And we of that same self-winged stuff, as light as air, drifting up and down on the currents. Play on, Orpheus, whatever your name, your old-time guitar. Play that old strawberry plucker's rag along the edge. Play this poem down into the darkness where the light is. Play that updraft lovers become in the beloved's touch. Play the moon up for practice. Play us another dawn. Play us a soft landing when we dream of falling. Play us a turtle pond and a dream of rivers. Play us a dream beyond dreaming. A poem liquid as birdsong. Time rising up and spilling from the ancient spring. Play us the first light in the crown of new leaves. Play us children still tangled in our covers. Dream to dream, a shining morning up the moist sun. One waking to another. God might. But tell me, little one, how can a man follow through the thin lyre strings? His sense is split, and where two ways cross within the heart, what oracle to consult? Singing, as you teach it, is not striving for, not wanting what can never finally be attained. To sing is to be. For a god, that's easy. But when are we truly? And when wound around, inside out, with the earth and the stars. It is not this, young one, that you love. When the voice bursts the mouth open, learn to forget that you sang out so. That fades away. In the true singing is another breath, around nothing, a stirring in God. A wind. Drum beats. I am a green branch again. I was a corpse and became new. Earth, tree, beast. Into each I have died and become more. Are we ever less? Come, beggars. Sit with open hands at the gate of nothingness. Desire only what you have no hope of attaining. This is no big river, nor some little mountain creek. This is that shoreless sea where swimming always ends. Into that river, the wheel goes on turning. That water pouring again from every form. Sources, our dream and our awakening, watered with streams of poetry and song, flowing from east and west, bringing the far near, even to our own door, the greeting of the unknown. So we are all like wanderers, ever renewed with gifts from everywhere. Why do I live in Green Mountains? I smile, serene. Peach blossoms follow moving water. Young, I weeded, book in hand, left red dust to plow volume by volume. Cold and hungry, I wrote poems till thought disappeared, then sang to the moon and danced with clouds. Some ask the way to Cold Mountain, but there is no path. How did I get here? A long, rocky way among the birds. No one else, just wind in my face. I wind up the path, a way never ending. Long valley, stony ground, broad stream, slippery moss, and through thick brush tangled pines singing, even when the wind stops. At the gate, as caretaker, I greet the newcomer. Welcome to Dragon Mountain, on the way of poetry, a way of listening discovered in the being here. So the true guest receives this poem and hears the original listening to earth later. River and mountain, rock and tree, its word and song. For your voice, too, your simple witness song waits for singing. A page reserved in the book of inspiration for your heart ink's offering as you learn to speak the dragon language with a thousand tongues. But simple things first, like directions and boundaries. Starting south from the road, a mile up and up and down that mountain, that deep wellspring of ridge energy, winding level after level, as in a Chinese scroll unrolling. And north, across the river and up the sun-warmed slope, to the clover pond and ponderosa groves and mother tree. And east from where the sun rises in midsummer, and west to where winter sets the sun down in Owl Canyon, just so wide, who knows how high and deep. Lines on survey maps recorded in the courthouse go only so far, leave tangible water and rock and intricate web of life where the forms intersect, boundary to boundary. Each actual pine and oak, aspen, juniper, spruce and fir, each towering cottonwood, alder clump and vine, each limber sapling close to the river, each gnarled old apple tree and bending plum, each wild bush and hedge, moss and lichen, spice and grass, coneflower, sunflower, mullein stalk and weed, each paintbrush, wild rose, thistlebud, nettle, kinnikinick and broom, each, dragonfly, butterfly, beetle, grub and worm, each spider, cricket, grasshopper, firefly, moth and cicada, each lizard and salamander, crawdad, fish and frog, Each newt and toad, muskrat, gopher, coyote, deer and bear. Each beaver, bobcat, elk and cougar, porcupine and fox. Each squirrel, chipmunk, skunk and snake. Each snake of wind, slithering between stalks, stitches its tongue in and through the hole. Whole and parts, changing breath to breath. Spirit to spirit, flock to flock, discovering awareness anew from mind to mind. With each raven and redtail, bluebird and robin, sparrow, chickadee, wren and finch, each kingfisher, flycatcher, magpie, jay and owl, turkey, vulture, nighthawk, dove and crow, flicker, hummer, passing heron, duck and goose. Each pair of wings and hollow offering up its song. And all that singing space more alive for our shared body. With more living kinds than anyone can name in a lifetime devoted to naming, threading the sunlit web of Dragon Mountain, appearing and disappearing, coming and going with the seasons, refolding again beyond form, and again reforming, like footprints in upspringing grasses, tracks in snow, softened by the sun. So we pass with light tread by the cave where the winter animal sleeps, over fish under ice, under a tall dead tree whitewashed with owl droppings, along the mushroom-dotted valley flanks, up the piney hills, down a dry arroyo, across the high meadow, beyond the northernmost grove, into the field of family bones. So Dragon Mountain is the idea of these things, the reflection of one in the other, scaling dimensions of time and place and ways of being aware, layered into higher and deeper relations only the earth-turned ear can hear, and night-tuned animal eye absorb from the glow of trees and rocks, starlight and meteor dust. Listen to the muffled drifting of the forest snow and budding tips of spring, and mind-riding dragon clouds of summer, and to the harvest language of clapping sticks and gourd rattle, bone rasp and flute, rain stick and clay whistle, dulcimer, drum and guitar, whatever the instrument, tuning the self in harmony with immemorial frequencies. And the mountain sound itself, still beyond describing, a dream, and a dreaming beyond, and a dreaming beyond that, because it is that mind itself that embraces all. In the sound of the river, the sound of the mountain, that same singing water that composes us, giving the river and the mountain voice. Dragon Mountain, Dragon Mountain. Whatever we call or say of it, it is more than substance and spirit, more than rock and idea, more than river and feeling, more than the body of memory, more than its countless empty forms, more than what can be said of it, and what cannot. Thank you. The moon casts our shadows on the orchard grass. The moon moves, our shadows move, we move. Nothing stays still, or only nothing stays. Up through the long roots and trunks of the apple trees, saps and juices rise through limbs and branches in full leaf with young fruit. And beyond, passing satellites, the moon, the stars slowly revolving above our dinner fire. Later, we talk of time and our joy at being here together again. My daughter says, I just assume we'll always be here. I say, I used to assume that too, when my parents were alive. My son says, as long as any of us are here, we're all here. The shadows lengthen and disappear as the moon sets. The campfire slowly turns to ash as the embers fade. Parable of the strawberry plucker. A man fleeing a tiger runs toward the edge, grabs a vine, and swings himself over the cliff. With the vine giving way and the tiger still waiting above, he notices a luscious strawberry just within reach. Sometimes it's enough just to get through the day. The long night, the next morning, another week, one more month, this rotten season, a bad year, this change of life, this storm that goes on raging day after day, whatever the weather, this homeless journey, this restless wrestling we do with self and other, this wandering we do from pole to pole. Sometimes it's enough just to survive a while longer, thinking only of now, the body of this moment, dodging the immediate bullet, keeping a fire lit and blood fluid while the world beyond freezes, avoiding the random drunk, cosmic ray, roadside tree, chemicals that can drive cells crazy. Sometimes it's enough just to get through. A current job, tomorrow's assignment, the doctor's office, dentist, garage, Wednesday in court, the current battle, this crisis, the feeling of being in love, the deep abyss, the idea we are beginning to understand. This helpless knowledge, that foolish wisdom we can't seem to do without. Sometimes it's enough just to eat one wild strawberry, clinging to the cliffside, chasm roaring below, ready to swallow, the edge caving in, our vine tearing, last moment before the plunge, with no hope of escape, just the simple pleasure of a breath sweetened with the juice of one wild last poem lingering briefly on the tongue. And sometimes it's enough just to let go. Thank you. a nightbird's song line whistling out over the pond. Slipping through a fisherman's net, slithers of moonlight. New sakis hiss in the stirred crock, listen to later in the cup. A flower pouring its bell of liquid out. The famous spring, just as I'd heard its drip drop sound. Spring runoff flowing again from leaky buckets. In each drop, a world of dust cleanly reflected. First, it is only water sound. Then, the very voice. And then, only water sound. The body of the world. The mother's pulse flowing through it all. So it is all alive.